Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
The next step in determining the next step or layer in determining the masculinity or femininity of a planet's condition is the planet's solar phase. Solar phase is a planet's location relative to the sun, just like Mercury. In this case, does it rise before or after the sun? Planets that rise before the sun were seen to be more masculinized, while planets rising after the sun were seen more feminized. If feminine Venus rises before the sun, it's more masculine than Venus rising after the sun. This is adding another layer to the formula. What do I mean by that? Let's take feminine Venus, put it in masculine Leo, and put it in a masculine solar phase, rising before the sun. You have a more masculinized Venus.
That just made a lot of sense about my chart.
Yeah. How would you think a more masculinized Venus would act in Leo rising before the sun?
More direct, maybe? More to your face, I guess?
More show-offy?
Yes. More show-offy, more like, look at me. When you think of, you know, when you think of a very, you know, feminine person, or just that word, like feminine, or that the qualities of femininity, it's kind of a, not only is it soft, but it also feels or seems kind of shy in a way, right?
Yes. I'm glad you said that, because I got an example for you. The gifted artist who has stage fright. Can you see it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You have any questions about solar phase? Anything to add?
Now that you just explained it, it made a lot of sense in my mind, because I just saw in my head, you know, the wheel, like, okay, so when I was younger, like, I mean, I've been basically a tomboy my entire life. But when I was like really young, and like, when I was a kid, you know, I was like straight up tomboy. Even like as a child, my mom would tell me, she's told me before that, like, I wouldn't even want to wear shirts. I would just want to be like without like a shirt on, like all day long type of thing. Like a boy, you know, like a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I have that stellium in Aquarius, where I have like Venus entrapped between Mars and Saturn, which kind of is, Venus is like gasping for air. But they did technically rise way before the sun did.
I'm glad you just... Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say that it makes a lot of sense. Like, in my chart, it would make a lot of sense as to why my expression when I was younger was kind of more boyish. I didn't even want to play with dolls. I remember I would get underneath the car with my dad, because I would watch him like do, you know, mechanic stuff in the car, and I would just want to like play with his tools instead. And I just I never liked to wear dresses, like, you know.
Well, would you like to add another layer to that story you just told?
Go for it.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25, and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's got to eat too. I appreciate you in advance.